The back door to the club opens and the bouncer nods in Cody's direction, allowing the team to start trickling their way in with the three of us bringing up the rear.
We're just looking out for you.
Cody swings his arm over my shoulders.
You've been shooting your shot for years, and look how well that's worked out for you.
I wasn't shooting my shot, sure, maybe I've shamelessly flirted with the girl for the past 3 years, but none of it was serious. She had a fiancé, but now she doesn't. I'm deadly serious about my intentions, but she thinks I'm still joking around. Call me ridiculous, call me superstitious, but that day I met her 3 years ago felt like fate. What I typically consider the worst day of the year had a bright light for once. That same date on the calendar is only minutes away, and still, in the 18 years since I lost my mom, there was only one time I genuinely smiled on that date, and it was the morning that Kennedy Kay came barging into the women's bathroom, and subsequently my life.
With that, he rounds my body to head towards the exit, but before he goes, he turns, putting his chest to my back. I can sense his domineering height, can feel his overwhelming body heat. Isaiah's breath tickles the back of my neck. Every nerve in my body comes to life, including the ones between my legs that I wasn't sure worked.
Just think of this thing as one big game.
His tone is low and deep when he leans down to my ear and whispers,
"Come on, wife. Play along."